Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Tuned in to Radio Free Redoubt. This is the voice of the American Redoubt, here to shed the light of truth on the lies, inform you and encourage you and inspire you and hopefully motivate you to action in this fight to preserve liberty and our heritage, which of course is under attack. Thank you guys for tuning in and listening on AM 630 and on 96.5 FM on the dial if you are in the greater Coeur d'Alene, Post Falls, Spokane areas. And then, of course, last but not least, all of those of you in occupied territory outside the wire listening on our live stream, God bless you guys, and listening on our call-in number, 605-477-4336. Several folks have started listening by dialing in on their phone line. So that's very cool. Those numbers are available for, our live streaming during, Saturday morning, 9 to 9:30, as well as 8 PM Sunday evenings. And by the way, that brings me, that reminds me of an announcement. Last week we were all excited at the new location to be able to live stream on Sunday evening. And, our internet company didn't connect the internet. I had no internet, so we weren't able to do that. They kind of derailed me, but anyway, they apologized and compensated me and we'll give you a really good deal. And we're so sorry. So Monday, after the show, of course, we had internet. So, so far, so good. We're very pleased so far. So everything's going good. Appreciate it. We're blessed. It is a blessed, looking outside. It is blessed, weather. It's nice and cool. Fall leaves. I love the American Redoubt in the fall. Just absolutely amazing. Okay. Now, two things I want to get to here. On this segment, I want to talk about a hallelujah moment. Did you guys see this in the news? Trump administration abruptly ends key law enforcement program at wildlife refuges. Did you see this? By the Hill. The Hill broke this. This was just 4 days ago, on the 2nd, October 2nd. The Trump administration is abruptly ending a decades-long program that trained national wildlife managers with law enforcement capabilities to police often remote spots of public land. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced to employees on September 21st, so we're just now hearing this, refuge managers who were also trained to police the area would no longer be able to act in any enforcement capacity and would be stripped of their firearm, according to an internal Fish and Wildlife Service email shared with The Hill, who gets full credit for breaking this story. This is huge. This is such a monumental breakthrough. Another reason to say thank God for President Trump. So critics argued it would lead to new violations in the refuges. It means, quote unquote, this is Kim Hansen, who retired from the Fish and Wildlife Service in 2008 after more than 30 years at the agency, probably boasts of being former law enforcement. He says it means there will be lots of violations, wildlife violations, as in overbagged hunting areas, damaged fences, signs, roads, all kinds of damage to the environment. Well, all the more reason for you to have a gun, right? Because you might have to shoot somebody for damaging signs or fences. I mean, is that the thinking here? But anyway, he says it's an extreme disservice to the American people because they expect us to take care. So the nation has 562 national wildlife refuges spread across 20.6 million acres of public land. Unlike national parks, mining, drilling, hunting, and farming are all regulated activities on certain refuges. So they have what they call dual function officers. So one hat they wear is a manager, your game management hat, a wildlife or fish manager. You manage these things. And the other hat that they wear is the law enforcement hat. So they're federal law enforcement officers. Now, they're pretty spun up about this, but I see this as a huge breakthrough because we've seen so many abuses of people in management, administrative or management positions wielding police powers. And we're seeing, and we've covered this so many times, agencies with actual tactical teams, SWAT teams. And it is just the continuation of the militarization of our police and the building of a national police force type of structure in areas where it's not necessary. Now, people are saying, oh, this is going to get out of control. There's damaged signs. There's damage to the environment. We have to have guns. Well, okay. Maybe you have to enforce certain laws. Okay, let's say you shouldn't shoot signs, right? Then what do you do if you see somebody shooting? What happens if another government employee, let's say the snowplow driver, sees somebody off-roading, plowing down signs? Should the snowplow driver have a gun? Should the dump truck driver working for the Department of Transportation have a gun and have law enforcement capabilities? I'm just wondering. So should the guy that's out there taking water samples, making sure that the fish population is healthy and abundant, and he sees somebody fishing without a license, maybe he should have a gun too? I mean, how far does this go? Well, somebody wrote in, they said, we all have the inherent right to self-defense, including federal employees. But see, as an individual, every living creature on Earth has the inherent right to self-defense. If you are attacked, you have the right to protect your life. But that's a whole different role here than arming and giving police powers to people that are in otherwise management positions. If what happens when the county, the guy running the grader on a county road comes around the bend and he sees guys shooting at a sign? Well, instead of the solution, which is the progressive solution, is to arm him so he can enforce those laws when he encounters them. How about if he calls the bloody sheriff, the law enforcement officers who truly are law enforcement officers that are hired by the sheriff who is accountable to the people because we've elected him, or a city police officer who is hired under the supervision of a city government and a city council who are also elected and accountable. But most of these managers are not held accountable by anyone. There's no accountability, especially at the federal level. And just earlier this year, we broke another story of a park ranger manager with a BLM, Bureau of Land Management agent, which is also supposed to be manager, out there enforcing the law. And open fire on some people in a UTV who were not armed. And this has just gotten out of control. I mean, we don't, there are certain law enforcement jobs that require, of course, the use of deadly force in the enforcement of some laws, but not for managers. And there are just too many of them. But these guys are enforcing regulations, right? Well, we all have building inspectors, most of us, in our counties and in our cities. Building inspectors aren't armed. It's not a law enforcement, or is it? Is a city ordinance or a county ordinance law? Actually, yes, it is. So we should probably give them firearms too, because they have law enforcement duties, right? I mean, they're not even managers. They're actually enforcing your local laws. But they're not armed, are they? But do they have the inherent right to self-defense? Of course they do. But they don't need a badge and a gun, because when they spot something, there's administrative action that they can take. And then if they do encounter criminal activity, well, that's what we have law enforcement for. And it's interesting, too, that even in this article, the Department of Fish and Wildlife said it will actually help by removing the burden of law enforcement so that these managers, employees of the Department of Fish and Wildlife, can actually focus on management and they won't be burdened by law enforcement duties. Am I detecting some common sense beginning to creep in to certain segments of our federal government? So anyway, this is a great step forward, but this is only one thing, and that is a great start. It's just a start. We have too many national police type presence where they act like Gestapo, really what they're doing to oppress citizens. And under the previous administration, under the president who will not be named, they had the most ludicrous agencies armed, including tactical teams, SWAT teams. So I say thank you, President Trump. Oh, and thank you, President Trump, also for sending out that presidential text. Did you guys all get your text? I got the text from the presidential alert. As just a test of the nationwide alert system, sending everyone a text. It goes right in hand with the National Emergency Alert Service. And also uses the same system as the reverse 911 to warn you of a train derailment where there's toxic chemicals and you need to evacuate this area. They can target certain segments of or geographically, you know, to alert you, excuse me, and to let you know that there's danger. And so on a national scale, this is great. This is actually a step toward civil defense. It's very exciting. So, I mean, not very exciting, but I was just pleased to see that. So, I got my text. Hopefully you guys got yours. I want to thank our sponsor for this segment, Works, LLC, WERKZ is how you spell it. It's works.com for custom-made holsters made right here in the American Redoubt with a lifetime guarantee on everything they make, including their Liberty State seal and Liberty State flag special edition holsters, where they are donating a portion of the sales of those to libertystate.org. I've got mine. I love it. Fits my Glock 19. Awesome. Love it. It's beautiful. All right. Works.com. All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back. I want to talk about something else too. The communism, and some of the tactics that the sneaky Chinese are doing that has been affirmed this last week. So we'll talk about that and more when we come back.
This is going to bring so many people so much hope. Such great progress is being made with the State of Liberty. While we provide updates on our progress on our Liberty State website, you may not know just how far we've come. We held our first historic Liberty State Volunteers meeting in Spokane on Saturday, September 22nd. Citizen volunteers, just like you, attended, representing 15 of the 20 counties in Liberty State. We established our volunteer structure and organization in each of these counties that will now allow all of us to function in unison, carrying out the same actions in each county. Each county will now continue their outreach to bring in more volunteers to further their local efforts. We look forward to holding the monthly meetings with our county volunteers as we progress towards stage two of this process. If you would like to help spread the word about Liberty State, we've posted a flyer on our website that you can download, print out, and post throughout your local areas and hand out to friends and neighbors. We are all committed to seeing this process through to the end, and the end is attainable. Over 250 Liberty State flags are currently flying, each one proclaiming victory over lack of representation, overtaxation, and out-of-control regulations that are choking the lives out of our farms and businesses. We are all committed to seeing this effort through because we have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Join us now and support Liberty State by getting involved, volunteering, or making a financial contribution on our website. I'm Lady Liberty, and this is a public service announcement on behalf of Liberty State. Visit us at libertystate.org today.
Therefore, propaganda is vastly more important in democratic societies.
In recognizing a communist, physical appearance counts for nothing. If he openly declares himself to be a communist, we take his word for it. If a person consistently reads and advocates the views expressed in a communist publication, he may be a communist. If a person supports organizations which reflect communist teachings, or organizations labeled communist by the Department of Justice, she may be a communist. If a person defends the activities of communist nations while consistently attacking the domestic and foreign policy of the United States, she may be a communist. If a person does all these things over a period of time, he must be a communist. But there are other communists who don't show their real faces, who work more silently.
Welcome back to segment two. This is Radio Free Redoubt, and this is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I'm your host, John Jacob Schmidt, and thank you for being here and tuning in. Inside the free zones and outside the wire in occupied territory. God bless you all. Hey, great job on that, Lady Liberty from Liberty State with that last public service announcement. I guess there's more of those on the way. So we're happy to be the first to air those. But if you want to listen to those, you can go to libertystate.org. And I discovered that they're actually posting those. The most recent one is on the main homepage with a little archive button right under there, so you can listen to all of those and share them with your friends so they can be informed about Liberty State and the truth to counter the lies that those on the left, they're scared to death about the prospects of Liberty State actually having a free state as the founding fathers envisioned. That's becoming more and more real. It looks like it's could actually take shape, and it seems to be so. It's exciting. So good stuff. All right, this is segment two, which is brought to you by Riverfront Suites. Riverfrontsuites.com is where the website for learning more about this little fully furnished units right on the St. Joe River in St. Mary's, Idaho. And I just took a run down there yesterday, and it is it's just beautiful. I went down to through Rose Lake, down to Harrison, around the Coeur d'Alene Lake, and the fall colors are out. It was just amazing. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So, and it was a good weather for it too. So, that's supposed to be changing. Okay. Let's see here. I got a listener letter. I wanted to share something with you. There's a couple things I want to share with you guys, but, you know, the communist pieces that we play, we've got these audio pieces. They're very popular, about, you know, what it is to be an American and watch out for socialist propaganda and the communist, you know, how to identify a communist. Those are from the Cold War, the 50s and 60s. And I found those. I have an archive of those, and I love playing those because it just goes hand in hand with the whole, I guess, the approach, the kind of the platform of Radio Free Redoubt. So, what I didn't know is that there is a man named Herbert Philbrick. You know, I've been on the inside. And when he describes, you know, what is communism? And I tell you, it's a lying, deceitful, criminal international organization. Well, Herbert Philbrick is a real guy. That's not an actor playing some public service announcement for the government's anti-communism campaign in the 50s, which I wish they would reinvigorate and bring back. But let me read this to you. This thank you to the listener who dug this up. Anyway, he said, I just finished rereading a book I remembered from the 1950s. There was a guy who joined what he thought was a group promoting democracy and freedom. Or any group promoting democracy, that should raise a red flag for you. A real red flag with a hammer and sickle on it. Or a star. But anyway, he says he thought he was joining this group promoting democracy and freedom, only to discover that it was really a front to recruit people into the American Communist Party, which, of course, now they call the Democratic Socialists. But he says, concerned, he contacted the FBI, who advised him to stay with the group. Well, he played along. And they said, you know, report what's going on. Well, he did. And for 8 years, he worked his way deeper and deeper into the party, all the while reporting on the party's methods, people, and operations. It ended when the FBI arrested and brought to trial the leaders of the party, and he was brought in to testify against them. After it was all over, he wrote a book outlining how the party worked its way into political issues, what its goals were, and how it was able to operate in secrecy. We need to start doing this now. Oh, actually, we are doing this now. And I'm going to talk about that tomorrow night. Some really great things is happening that's exposing Veritas. Project Veritas is doing incredible investigative journalism. So this listener letter goes on to say, the point of all this is that the actions we're seeing in play today are essentially exactly the same as the scenarios described in the book. It appears to me that the party is still alive and well and has discovered a modern group of useful idiots in the ranks of irrational Trump haters in the Democrat Party. The man's name is Herbert A. Philbrick, and Wikipedia has a good synopsis of his life and his story. His book that he wrote is titled I Led Three Lives, Citizen, Communist, Counter Spy, and it's available on Amazon, and I highly recommend it, he says. Well, I just I've been playing Herbert Philbrick's audio stuff about what communism really is for years on Radio Free Redoubt, and I did not know he wrote a book, much less what the name of it was. So I just ordered it last night. It's titled I Led Three Lives, Citizen, Communist, Counter Spy. And we're going to have that link. That link's on the Highlights and Resources posting for this show. So click on that link. That's actually, we'll make that an affiliate link. So that helps support us financially. I don't know. I think it was $11 for the one that I got. So if you pay $11 for a book, we get, I don't know, 30, 40 cents, 50 cents, something like that from it. And that just helps. It all adds up and it helps us defer the costs, which continue to grow from doing Radio Free Redoubt. But anyway, great book. I recommend. I just ordered it, and so we'll make that available to you. But there's another one too. It's been so long since I've read it, I need to reread it. And what's really cool is that they just had a new release. It's called The Naked Communist by Cleon Skousen. And this came out, in the 50s? Exposing the communists and their agenda. So what I didn't know was they have a new edition I want to order. We're going to put the link up for you guys to get this. But this is what our parents who are concerned about communism in America and the folks that started the John Birch Society, they were keenly aware of the information that's in this book, but most people don't. So it's in a nice, neat little package. It's just additional resources outside of the John Birch Society, which does a phenomenal job as watchdogs for globalism, Islam, and communism, and how it's infiltrating every facet of our culture, from our academia to our media to the political components to our education system, all of it. Well, now the Naked Communist has an updated for 2017 edition, which includes a chapter on the 45 communist goals, detailing how 44 of those goals have been achieved in the U.S. already, as well as a chapter on the making of the Naked Communist, shedding light on how the book has sold almost 2 million copies, which I really don't care about that. I don't know. I haven't read that yet. Maybe I will care, but right now I don't care about that. As relevant now as it was 60 years ago, Skousen's groundbreaking work provides a renewed understanding of one of the greatest threats facing America today. I agree. And what's, I guess, from I just got done having a briefing, an intelligence briefing, that was provided for elected officials and other key leaders in the United States. And it is showing, it is affirming a very strong tie between the Islam and the communists. And just as it was predicted decades ago, now we're seeing it. So very, very interesting. Okay, now, there is something that came out in the news. Of course, now here I am down to 1 minute, so I don't have time to get into it. But someone gave me a book called Ghost Fleet, and it ties in with a story that broke this week that I guess I'm going to have to talk more about tomorrow night. But Ghost Fleet talks about it's a novel about a future war where Navy captains battle through a modern-day Pearl Harbor, fighter pilots duel with stealthy drones, teenage hackers fight in digital playgrounds, Silicon Valley billionaires mobilize for cyber war, and on and on. So anyway, I'm going to talk more about that tomorrow night, because this story that just broke about the Chinese now hacking, infiltrating our industries and our businesses using this little microchip. That's what we're going to talk about tomorrow night at 8 p.m. RadioFreeRedoubt.com. You guys have a blessed rest of the weekend. This is the voice of the American Redoubt.